It's a little like rock, paper, scissors on the roads of America's cities, only more dangerous. Trucks take out cars, cars and trucks take out bikes. But bikes have got nothing but helmets. Along with pedestrians, bikes are at the bottom, possibly even more vulnerable to collisions because they travel at higher speeds.
And trucks are really big, and it's, you know, something that's sort of hard to appreciate until you go and stand right next to one.
Bridget Huber is a cyclist and a reporter for the nonprofit news organization Fair Warning. She says as bikes proliferate on the streets for commerce and commuting, the question of how to coexist has become more complex than just painting new stripes on pavement for bike lanes. Huber says designers are busy looking at better ways to guide traffic, to increase visibility, and to warn drivers and cyclists when their paths intersect. Her latest report is on actually making those big trucks more benign to bikes.
One solution that is starting to take root in cities across the country is something called a truck side guard. It's basically a panel that goes between the front and rear wheels of a truck along the side, and the idea is to keep bicyclists or pedestrians from falling under a truck if they hit it, because if they fall under the truck, they're in the path of the rear wheels, and that is a very dangerous place to be.
And is there data on whether these are effective or not, and wherever they've been tried?
In the 1980s, the UK put a national policy into place that required side guards on all large trucks. And there, fatal side impact collisions between bicyclists and trucks dropped by 61%. And those between pedestrians and trucks fell by about 20%. They're also in use in the European Union, Brazil, Japan, and China.
And they've been tried here in the United States in Boston, or they're going to be tried in Boston?
Right. So Boston is the first city to put in an ordinance that requires side guards on most city-owned and city-contracted trucks. That went into effect in May. And New York has just passed an ordinance in June that will require side guards on about 10,000 trucks, mostly owned by the city, but also privately owned garbage trucks operating in the city. That will require side guards on trucks by 2024.
Now, the proliferation of rental bikes, the city bike program here in New York and other programs around the country, has raised this issue even beyond what it already was, in that we may imagine that bike trails and bike paths are a good idea, but we haven't really thought through the design questions of how our bikes and automobiles and trucks going to coexist.
It's interesting. One bicycle advocate said to me that, you know, he almost saw this as a sign of progress here because the conversation has changed, right? It's not just should we be putting bike lanes in or should we be thinking about bike sharing programs. Now it is, you know, a much more granular conversation about the realities of having these bikes on the road, not whether or not they should be there. And, you know, I should say that certainly none of the safety advocates I talked to would say that putting a side guard on the truck is the only thing that needs to be done. In fact, many of them describe them as sort of a seatbelt or an airbag. Of course, what people really want to do is to prevent these crashes in the first place. And so there's a whole range of things that, you know, safety researchers would like to see and bike advocates, like better training for commercial truck drivers, better designed bike lanes, higher penalties for people who do, you know, hit and injure or kill a pedestrian or a bicyclist.
I mean, is it the case that there's just an incompatibility here, that something fundamental has to be done here, it seems, for all these groups to be able to share the roads, because they certainly weren't designed for all these groups?
Yeah, and it's interesting because there's just all of these different sort of moving parts, right? There's the considerations for what trucks may need on them. You know, maybe they need cameras. Maybe they need to be completely redesigned so truck drivers can see people on the ground better. Another piece of this is looking at bike lanes. You know, sometimes bike lanes are there, but they're not even necessarily well designed. They can put people into harm's way if they're not, you know, thoughtfully put into place. I mean, a bicyclist can be in the right place. They can be in the bike lane. They can, you know, have the right of way. That doesn't necessarily mean that the truck is going to see them. So that doesn't necessarily make you safe, even if you are following all the rules.
Bridget Huber is a reporter for Fair Warning, a nonprofit news organization.